boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I've been doing this new thing for the last couple weeks now, where I've been calling neighbor man right at 7:05. And it's to the point where he's like, he answers the phone call and he goes, oh, must be 7 o'clock because you're calling me. Well, last night, I stayed a little bit later for work because I had to catch up on some things. So he calls me around 7:07. And at this point, he doesn't call me, okay? He never calls me.
Because he's at work.
He's at work. So I see he's calling me and my first thought goes, oh my God, he must be in the emergency room because he doesn't call me. He's at work. I'm like, he must be in the emergency room. He must have accidentally burned himself again.
Oh, God.
Or cut himself with a knife or something. I don't know. I pick up and I'm like, uh-oh, this is not a good phone call. But he must have waited until I was off work to call me to tell me it's an emergency.
Yeah.
So I pick up and I'm like, oh, my God, what's going on? He's like, just wanted to beat you to 7. Love you. Bye. And I'm like, no, no, no.
Oh, that was really it?
No, no, no. You can't do this to me. You cannot do this to me.
Oh, no.
I know that you were trying to be cute, but I about had a heart attack.
Yeah. Well, you got God, honestly.
You did.
It's payback for you bothering him at work every night.
You're right. That must be how it feels every time I call him at 7 o'clock.
Do you remember when I told you that my cat Romeo is obsessed with Hey Dudes? The shoes.
Yeah, I do remember this.
He has a weird emotional attachment to Curly's Hey Dudes because they normally just like sit in his room. They're his like taking out the garbage shoes, really.
If you're not Hey Dudes, you got Crocs.
Exactly.
It's one of the dudes.
One of the dudes. He's a dude, okay? So normally if Romeo's hanging out in his room, he'll like lay in the corner on top of the Hey Dudes. I don't know if it's because they stink or if they smell like Curly or what it is. I don't know. But the obsession has escalated because Curly's been out watering the grass, like using the sprinkler and stuff.
Oh my God, he's entered dad mode. Yeah,
it's full dad mode. But it needs it. It needs it. So he...
You've also entered mom mode if you're like, yeah, no, it needs it.
Oh, yeah, 100%. So now his Hey Dudes have moved downstairs near the sliding glass door because that's where he goes out and like does the hose and stuff. And I could not find Romeo for the life of me this morning. And I like to see him before I leave because I just have anxiety about my cat's getting out. Okay. I like to see him. I like to say goodbye to him. And I couldn't find him in any of his normal spots. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe he's just hiding. I go downstairs. He's laying on the Hey Dudes by the sliding door. And I'm like, what is the obsession? It's just those shoes he does it to. No other shoes. I have slides that lay out. He doesn't care about them.
What I think you need to do is get this man some Hey Dudes.
The cat?
Do you think they make little mini Hey Dudes for kitties?
Well, they definitely make them for kids, so maybe I can just get some newborn ones.
You know how they make like little shoes for dogs?
Do
they make little shoes for kitties?
I gotta look into it. Because he needs his own.
He needs some Hey Dudes.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I actually tried to avoid TikTok last night because I didn't want to see spoilers of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
And then you got me texting you like, you're not going to believe this
season. I'm going to watch it this weekend, but I don't want the spoilers. However, there's a lot of press and promo for the show. All of the wives are out doing their thing, which has people talking about dirty sodas again. And this was a big thing when the first season came out because they're obsessed with these dirty sodas. So if you've never heard of it, the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, they live in Utah. And part of traditional Mormon culture is they don't drink coffee or tea. They don't drink alcohol. So instead, they drink these dirty sodas to kind of get the same experience, I guess, as like an iced coffee or a fancy coffee drink. So they talk about these in the show. They have like specific soda shops that make these.
Like Swig.
Yes, exactly.
I want to go to one so bad.
I want to go to Utah tomorrow just to try these Swigs. Dang it. Because they always have them. Basically, it's a soda. of any choice that, I mean, it could be Coke, root beer. Some of them just do like sparkling water or lemonade. And then what makes it dirty is that they add like flavored syrups, like you would with coffee, or sweeteners, creams, half and halves that literally make it like a latte with no coffee in it.
Okay.
So I looked up some of the girls' favorite orders, because if you, like me, want to make a dirty soda this weekend while you're watching Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, you could totally do this yourself because it's not really a thing around here. So is it Demi?
Demi, yeah.
Demi? What is it?
I thought it was Demi.
It might be Demi. I don't know.
I thought, but maybe I'm wrong.
Well, regardless, she drinks a 44-ounce sparkling water with sugar-free coconut, vanilla, raspberry, pineapple, and then tops it with coconut cream.
Ew, you had me until coconut, but yeah. I'm not a fan of coconut.
Okay, how about this? This is seriously what I'm considering. Taylor, Jesse, and Jen, their order is...
Wait, all of them?
Yeah, this is all of their favorite. Diet Dr. Pepper with coconut cream, vanilla cream, and lime. That sounds good.
Do we have anyone who doesn't like coconut?
Macy does Diet Coke with fresh lemon and lime.
Okay.
That sounds like a nice crispy Coke. And then the last one that I have is Layla. It's apparently called a Bloody Wild at Swig, but it's...
You got me with whatever that name is.
Mountain Dew. I hope you're ready to be jacked up on Mountain Dew.
You know, my favorite thing in life is a Mountain Dew and then a Casey's breakfast pizza. So wherever you're going with this, I'm going to get it with a Casey's breakfast pizza.
Mountain Dew, mango puree... strawberry puree, and coconut cream. I think you could replace the coconut cream with like a heavy cream if you don't like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, 100%.
I'm going to the store tonight. I'm getting all of the sodas. I'm getting all of the syrups, and I'm getting all the creams.
Okay, you're just going to have a whole lot of stuff in your cupboard that you did not need.
If you want a dirty soda, hit me up.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
You know you're getting old when you get way too excited about your drive to different locations getting shorter.
It's all about making everything easier.
Uh-huh. Because here's the deal. For my orthodontics, the drive for that appointment used to be like 25 minutes from our old place. Now that we've moved and we live in Marion, my drive is less than 5 minutes. And I like put it in GPS last night and I was like, oh my God, I can like wake up last minute and just go. I can't wait. And I know that's a sign you're getting old.
Dude, it makes me think back to growing up, because you were the same way living in Vinton, Anamosa. We had to drive to Cedar Rapids. Anytime it was like 25, 30 minutes to go to orthodontists or any fancy appointments. How did we ever do that?
I don't know.
Couldn't ever go back.
But think back to our small town. Just to go to school, it took like 2 minutes. It was great.
That's true.
People would roll out of bed 2 minutes before school and you're like, I'll make it in time.
Hop on the tractor and get to high school.
In 5 minutes and you'll be just fine.
That was the vibe.
You know that I have been updating you on my braces journey from the first consultation to talking about what the braces will look like, to getting the braces on, to having 6 wisdom teeth removed. To know today was my first braces adjustment.
Nice.
Doesn't it feel cool that you're like on the journey with me through my braces over the next 2 years?
I feel like I got braces too. I didn't.
And there's no HIPAA violation because I'm telling you everything. But yeah, I had my first braces adjustment today, which is funny because I feel like a lot of people have kind of been like forewarning me about this appointment. They're like, good luck with your braces adjustment. And so far, so good. The only thing I will say is that my teeth feel itchy. Let me explain. The teeth aren't itchy, but like I feel itchy in my mouth. Like, more that I need to like itch my gums since the adjustment.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't really know how to explain that.
I want to make it clear. Like, I clean my mouth, like I brush my teeth and everything. Yeah. It's just like since they adjusted my braces this morning at 9, they just feel itchy. I just need to itch. I don't know how to explain it. I don't know what it is. I don't know what's going on. Maybe just because things are moving now.
Probably. I mean, yeah, everything's tighter.
And the other thing that is maybe more a little frustrating, but I'll take it with a grain of salt, I guess, is that in the front of my mouth on the bottom, they can't put the brackets yet on my teeth, mm-hmm. which they said at the beginning, it's because I needed to have the teeth removed. I had to have six teeth removed. And the two in the front are the canines. They had to have those removed because we needed to make more room.
Yeah.
So in the front, we have like the little, the wire there, but they have like this almost thicker band on it to basically protect my teeth in case if my upper teeth come down too hard, they wouldn't like chip, if that makes sense. So they have the wire and then they have like this like thicker band around it. And it makes me look like a doofus, in my opinion.
You don't really see it. I'm not gonna
lie. I do.
I don't. When you're talking, I don't really notice
it. Okay, at least thank you for saying that. But I feel like I look like that little girl in Finding Nemo.
Darla.
Thank you.
Fishy!
I feel like I look like her. I thought we were getting that stupid thing off of my mouth today. And then I go in for the appointment and I come out. I thought we took it off. I come out of the appointment and I get in my car and I go, are you kidding me? It's still on. Mm.
I would just like to say, welcome to braces.
Why?
I told you, I'm happy you haven't cried yet. I do think you'll cry at some point.
Why?
Not because of the pain, but I mean, I had braces when I was in like eighth grade going into high school. So same thing. I had like a spring in the bottom that really hurt my mouth and it took time for it to make space with my teeth. And every time the orthodontist would be like, okay, next time I think we're going to be in the clear. We're going to be able to remove the spring. And then you'd go next time and they're like, I'm not super happy with the progress. Maybe next time you got to keep it on for another month. That kept happening. And then it happened with braces too. They're like, oh my gosh, we are on the final stretch. I think you've got like one or two more adjustments. And then you'd go and be like, it's not happening today. And I would just sob to my mom like, they told me. The braces are going off today.
Oh, great. Well, then guess who I'm crying to? You.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm warning both you and me.
You know what, Taylor? You might not be the dumbest cookie in the cookie jar after all.
Who said I was? That's rude way to start a sentence.
You said yesterday that you think my dog Zaw has thumbs, and you know what? I think you're on to something.
I do. I think if he can let himself out of a kennel, he might have skills you don't even know about.
Here's the thing. I didn't think he let himself out of the kennel. I thought neighbor man just didn't lock the kennel up.
Yeah.
But what did I come home to once again? Night two last night to Zaw out of the kennel.
Mm.
And I go, explain yourself, neighbor man. And he goes, I swear, I locked the kennel up. And I'm like, okay, either this is night two again of you not paying attention to the kennel mm-hmm. and properly locking it up before you go to work on your lunch break, or our dog has thumbs.
Can I ask, what does the scene of the crime look like? Like, I'm talking kennel-wise. Is the door flung open?
Flung open, Taylor.
Okay, so he's
flung open.
Squeezing through a crack.
Here's my thing. I come home to once again, the welcome mat destroyed. My shoes tossed all over the place. The house, his bathroom.
Yes.
The other thing that I think might be happening, Taylor, might I also remind you that him and our dog Evie
are in love.
Are in love.
Mm.
Do you think
this is becoming a Romeo and Juliet story?
Do you, you think he's using his thumbs to break free from the kennel to get to his lover, Evie? Or
is the lover the one helping him?
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh my God.
Do you think she's breaking him free so they can, you know, I don't know,
hang out?
Hang out all day long.
I'm saying don't you have a million security cameras?
Oh, I'm watching it today.
I need you to capture this.
It feels weird as the mother to try to catch the love.
Well, no, you're not watching for that freak. You're watching for him getting out of the kennel.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I have questions about something happening in our neighborhood. What's the big white tent?
I saw it too.
Okay, so it's not like right outside the radio station, but we both have noticed it as we're leaving for the night. It's like down the street. If you look when you're going through the stop sign, in the parking lot at one of the businesses here, there's a large white tent. And when I've left and I've noticed it, there's nothing underneath it. So I can't tell what's going on with it. Can I tell you my thoughts?
Go on.
Well, number one is that they're having a graduation party because some people have those big fancy white tents for graduation parties. My next guess would be that there is maybe a circus coming to their parking
lot.
That's
kind of what I was thinking.
You thought circus?
Yeah, no, 100%.
Okay, or they're going to sell fireworks there. You ain't never seen a fireworks stand?
No, you're right. I just thought it was a little too early for fireworks.
No, they're on it. The people that sell those fireworks, I'm surprised I haven't seen more, actually.
My thought was, first was, yeah, Carnival's coming to town, or that they're having a family. You know what? I don't know if you know this. You know Kinsey? The, like, tractor? Kinsey, like,
oh,
they do
yeah,
tractors.
I'm like, I don't know. Who's Kinsey?
Just a girl. My grandma used to work for Kinsey.
Okay.
And years, I don't know if they still do it. Correct me if I'm wrong, okay? My grandma used to work there years and years ago, and they would do Kinsey, I think it was called, like, Kinsey Family Days or something. Mm. And they would do, like fun activities for the families, okay? And one of them was, like, a tractor pull.
Okay.
I remember my sister won. She got a trophy. It was really cool. And they have, like, a gigantic slip and slide.
See?
Very faint memory, so I could be wrong about a lot of this stuff. And it was a lot of fun. So I wonder if they were doing, like, a family day.
Maybe.
The last couple days for the family of, I think it might be the ambulance. I'm not sure which company it is over there that has the big tent. So maybe they've been doing, like, a family day.
Maybe.
Can we borrow the tent and we do a family day here?
Or we start selling fireworks out
of
it.
Okay, what? You just want to make money.
I'm after my bag.
Where are you getting the fireworks?
I know a guy.
Okay, that's suspicious.
I need some serious advice from a Karen herself let me know. You said you like being a Karen.
So it depends on the situation, but yeah.
Okay. I need you to pull out your Karen meter and help me decide.
Beep,
like,
beep, 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 beep.
Exactly. Do I need to be a Karen? If so, to what degree?
Okay.
I got a bit of an issue that is making me quite grumpy outside my house right now. I live in, like, a newer development, so there's tons of homes being built around me and stuff. And that's totally fine. And that really doesn't bother me. But it's also been very windy the last couple of days. So there is insulation in my backyard. This has been an issue, I mean, all winter, even last fall, as they were, like, putting up the, I don't know what it's called. You know when a house is getting built and there's that paper that's white that says something on it in blue
lettering?
I don't
know what it's called, but I always like to snoop on what it says.
Oh my God. It was everywhere. There's a field behind us. There was tons of, like, supplies and stuff getting blown off into the field. Now I'm personally affected because I got insulation in my backyard.
Yeah.
I don't really know what I'm supposed to do about it because it's also making Curly really cranky because he's like, I'm going to report somebody. And I'm like, do you even know
who to report?
Who to report? What are you going to say? Tell them to come pick up their mess? Because now I feel like a dumb, like, mom for no reason being like, pick up your room to these grown men that I don't even know. What am I supposed to do? Because I don't, it doesn't match my decor. The insulation does not. What do I do?
Well, I need you to be prepared. Can you grab that little, the
dinghy?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Just in case something were to happen. What I want you to do is to pile it all in your yard. Get a giant sign, because here's what we're going to do. We're going to be petty.
Oh, okay.
Pile it all in your yard and make a sign. One of my favorite things people do in Christmas time is if someone's house is really decorated,
yeah,
is that the next door neighbor will always just say ditto and put an arrow. And
yeah,
I imagine
like that
you do something kind of like that. Oh. But instead, it's a giant sign that says, come pick up your, and then you're going to do. Yep. Come pick up your. Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of mean.
No, it's petty.
I knew I came to the wrong person. I feel like it's cool to be in your grandma era these days. I know you've jumped on it.
Yes, I have.
With your cross-stitching. I feel like I have leveled up in my grandma era because my new favorite part of my morning routine, which probably I would say used to be making my bed, my new favorite is watering my plants. Watering my potted flowers on my deck and on my front
porch. With a cup of coffee in your hand?
Exactly.
Oh my God, yeah.
I'm not
Welcome,
kidding.
Welcome, Grandma. You've been waiting.
I hope that it stays like this the whole summer because that was my worry.
Your retirement account's just around the corner.
I'm just saying. I was worried like, oh my God, I'm going to forget to water these things and I'm going to kill them in a week. I've not forgotten once because it's a ritual for me now.
Yeah.
I make my coffee. Sometimes I go out in my robe.
No, you do not, Grandma.
Yes, I do. I'm embracing this lifestyle. Why are you judging me so hard? I thought you would be supportive, and now I feel embarrassed.
I was there until you go out in your robe.
Well, yeah, it's like two steps out of my house.
And then you get your hairs in rollers. Taylor, stop it.
I haven't hit that point.
Taylor.
But maybe Monday. I will.
They're going to be like, look at the neighbor. Her hair's in rollers and everything.
Like, is she 28 or is she 65? We can't tell.
Am I the only one who just like wants something in life, but you really don't want to spend the money? Yet you have the money for it.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't want to spend the money.
Because
what happened last night is I called Neighbor Man and I was like, you ever just want to be in the mood or you're in the mood for chicken nuggets, but you just don't want to spend the money for chicken nuggets? And he goes, so you're saying you want your boyfriend to buy you chicken nuggets?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, I mean, I didn't think of it like that, but if you're offering, well, of course, yes. Could you go buy me some chicken nuggets? Because I want them. I just don't want to spend the money on them.
And that was the only reason? You're like, I don't want to spend $5?
Yeah. I was like, here's the problem. Is I knew we had food at home.
The guilt.
The parents were in me. Yeah. My mom and dad were in my head saying, we have food at home, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, the guilt was there. And I couldn't get myself to pay the price of it. But you know what? If he's offering, the guilt isn't there anymore, you know? And then I can have the chicken nuggies I want.
Okay.
And then I got them.
I relate, but almost for the opposite reason. I want something unless I have to go pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Last night, me and Carly were talking about dinner plans for tonight. And he's like, oh, why don't you're going to go take your dance class and I'll order sushi. You can just pick it up on the way home. And I was like, pick it up? Me? You're going to make me pick it up? He's like, dude, I'm going to order it and I'm going to pay for it. I'm like, but I have to pick it up?
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous. It's the same thing as being like, well, I have the money, but I don't want to spend it.
No, that's like half the time when I'm running my errands on Saturday, I'm like, ugh, I really want this from like Target or I really want this from blah, blah, blah. I'm like, but I have to go in.
I have to go. I have to drive there.
Yeah. And I'm like, if I could just, you know, hit the pickup, I'll do it then. But if I have to get out of my car, oh my God.
The world is over and it's not worth it.
You're not going to believe what was said to me in the drive-thru yesterday when I went to Burger King. But before I get to that, I have to tell you why I went to the drive-thru. It's because I told you I asked Neighbor Man to pick me up some chicken nuggets.
Yes.
Which he got at one fast food drive-thru and he brought it home, but he didn't bring me a soda. And we didn't have any sodas at home. And I'm like, I got to have a soda with my chicken nuggets and french fries. It's not complete without a soda.
Right.
So I had to hit up Burger King to get a soda. And when I went through the drive-thru and I paid for my soda, he was like, do you want a crown? You know those Burger
Stop
King.
Stop it right now.
Do you know that? Remember the Burger King crowns? He's like, as I had paid for it and he's handing me my soda, he's like, do you want the Burger King crown? And I'm like, here's the dealio. Of course I want the crown, sir. But I'm like, I can't say yes because I'm a grown adult.
Are you kidding me?
I can't. I'm going to look like he probably would judge me if I said yes. So I was like, no, I'm good.
What is wrong with you?
But here, I think what he needed to say was, here's your crown. You can't just ask us adults. Of course we want the crown. And of course at the dentist's office, we want a sticker. You can't ask us that. You need to just give it to us.
No, you're alone on this one.
You would have said yes?
Yeah, I wonder if they have I don't know if they do that regularly or if they have something going on that they like have to ask, like, oh, do you want the crown? They don't want to waste them and just hand it to you if you're going to toss it in your back seat.
I wanted to wear it so bad.
He knew deep down that you wanted the crown, and that's why he asked,
I did.
You blew it. You blew it.
I didn't want him to judge me for saying yes, but of course I wanted it
Who
so
cares?
Bad. I wanted to wear that on the ride home. I wanted to be the diva that I am and have a crown. And I didn't want him to judge me for having it. But yes, when I go to the dentist's office, I want a sticker. And when I go to Burger King, I want the crown. And when I go to McDonald's, I want a kid's meal. And I want the stupid toy that I don't need.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm mad I didn't get the crown.
You got to go back. You got to go back me? And you need to make it right. Yeah.
And will you get one?
No, you know what? I'm going to take your crown because you don't deserve it.
We've had Zaw for a couple months now. I wouldn't say it's been officially a year just yet, but I can say I'm officially his human. I'm his number one, his go-to.
Dogs always have a favorite.
Uh-huh. Because I started to know a new behavior of his, which makes me think I'm his number one.
Chosen one.
Uh-huh. Because I've started to notice that anywhere I move in the house, he makes sure that he's in that room with me.
Mm-hmm.
Even if neighbor man is home or not, he's in the room with me.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't have to be right next to me, or he does. He'll just make sure he's in that room,
mm-hmm.
and he has to watch me. Like, I'll move into the spare bedroom, and I'm picking out my outfit, and he'll walk in, and he'll watch me. And then I move into the bedroom or the bathroom, he'll walk in. He'll pop a squat and he watches me.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere in the house, he's watching me.
You are entering motherhood. I don't know if this is a unique experience or not, but my mom, because she would spend the most time with our dogs, our dog Newman followed her around like her little shadow. And now your next step is that you're going to be trying to do something in the kitchen and you're going to be like, God, dog, get out of here. Get out of my way. That's what my mom, because he would be so close to her all the time.
She'd almost trip.
Yes. Oh, constantly crap. Under her feet. So you have that to look forward to.
Great. So I'll be in the ER tomorrow.
Well, I hope not. That's dramatic.
Well, you said she almost trips over him. That's probably what's going to happen.
Well, he's going to be
a blessing and a curse.
Exactly. Yes.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With those girls in the afternoon.
Everybody's talking about
it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Do yourself a favor. Tonight on TikTok, look up Yellowstone National Park.
Oh, is this what I think it is?
Have you seen this?
Is it because it's a little
spicy?
Uh-huh.
I saw
uh-huh.
some girl popped up on my For You page and was like, I need to know what Gen Z-er is running the Yellowstone TikTok account, because what's going on there? So immediately I'm like, I have to go investigate this. What's going on with Yellowstone? It's a national park. I would think it's very educational, very National Geographic in style. But boy, was I wrong. Things are spicy over there.
It is.
I mean,
it is. I don't know what is going on.
It's like,
and I feel awkward.
I don't know if you out there have seen, I don't know why he pops up on my For You page, but he does. It's this guy who always has an axe, and he's in the middle of the forest, and he'll take his shirt off, and then he'll like really spicily chop wood, is how I'll say it. They have videos of him, and then it cuts to like, I mean, beautiful scenery, because Yellowstone is beautiful. I've never seen it in person, but the marketing is questionable, and everybody's like, what's going on with these national parks? Turns out it is not an official Yellowstone National Park account. It's somebody
who's just trying to fake
pretending.
It.
Yeah. I mean, it's good because, it, you know,
it's getting attention.
What?
Okay. But is this working? Think about it. Is this working? It's grabbing attention for people. Is
uh-huh.
it? But is it making them want to go to Yellowstone?
To see the guy chopping wood?
No, just to go to the park.
Oh,
you know
maybe.
What I'm saying?
Yeah. Because
then there's another, and this is complete opposite. There's another guy who keeps popping up in my For You page, and he's trying to sell cars.
Mm.
And he tries to talk to girls. And he's like, hey, girly pops, this car is for you. And it can fit your Stanley right here. And
I love that.
And he talks to us girls and tries to sell cars for
uh-huh.
us. And would be, and honestly, it kind of works sometimes.
Well, yeah, know your audience.
Yeah.
So who's the audience for this?
Well, this one I don't know.
The Spicy National Park?
Me. Me. It's for me.
Yeah, actually, you would be the target for sure.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
It always bites me in the butt that I work too last minute and I procrastinate way too much. But I got a wedding to go to, and I have no idea what I'm going to wear. Well, here's the thing. I kind of thought I knew what I was going to wear.
Mm-hmm.
This whole week, I was like, yeah, I'm going to wear that one black dress that I wore to my sister's wedding. What's the dinner before your wedding? Wedding rehearsal. Yeah, that's what it's called. I was like, I'm going to wear that dress. I know I looked good. I'm like snatched, okay?
Okay.
I put it on last night, and I'm like, yeah, it's fine. But I'm kind of wanting to go. I don't know. I never go out. I never have anything to do. I'm bored. So I'm like, I kind of want to go more for like a sexier vibe.
Okay.
But not too sexy, okay? Because
it's not like, your wedding.
This is also neighbor man's family. So like, I'm not trying to be like too, you know?
Yeah.
I'm also still in the impressing phase, okay? Impressing phase, okay? So not too much, okay? So I'm like, it's okay. What else could I wear? So then I'm like pulling all these other dresses out, and I pull out one. I'm like, well, that's a little too prom dressy. So we got to put that one back. Then I pull out actually the dress that I wore to my sister's wedding dress, another black one. It's got a nice little slit, not too much, you know, we're not a little too showy. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe I could do like a pop of color in the heel. And now I hate all my heels. So then I text you and I'm like, do you got a heel? I need a heel. A pop of color.
I mean, the desperation was real. You're like, I will buy them off of you.
What do you got? What's your number? $300? I'll give you $300. Because here's the dealio. I already went to like Goodwill this morning. I'm like, I'm so desperate. I'll go. I went right when they opened. 9 a.m. Doors were opening and I was there to try to find something.
Yeah.
A dress. Anything. Because I work too last minute. And why is my toxic trait that every time I go to something, I finally leave my house, I think, I need a new outfit.
Me.
Why? Because here's the thing. The whole week, I thought, I don't need a new outfit. The whole week, I thought, I'm going to wear this one dress. And I'm like, I'm fine. But then right when I finally put on the dress, I go, actually, I need a whole new outfit. Why do I do this?
I don't know. And you're talking to the wrong person because I'm also the queen of that.
Why?
And not even realizing it until the last minute when you're like, I have like 4 hours to pull it together and nowhere to go.
And you have solid outfits, but you're like,
yeah.
And you thought you were going to wear one of them. And then right before you go, but I actually think I could go for something different.
Here's a nugget of wisdom that I would never listen to myself, but I'll try it on you. Have any of these people seen you in that dress?
Oh, the one from my sister's wedding?
Yeah.
Or the other one? No.
New to them.
I still hate that.
I don't know.
Was great advice.
Okay,
but then
go to the mall. I don't know.
We officially entered panic mode that I think Neighbor Man is going to ruin the concert for me next week.
This is not looking good for him. That will end in murder.
Murder. Not breakup. Just murder.
Murder. Yeah, straight to murder.
I was driving to work today and I noticed, we've had the service engine on in our car for a while. But not only that, we are due for an oil change in less than 400 miles.
Okay.
And we're driving to Minneapolis.
Ooh.
So I call them. And we also have a wedding that's a ways away this weekend too. So not only is Minneapolis a ways away, we also have a wedding this weekend that we're going to drive a ways away. So less than even more 400 miles. Okay. So I call him. I'm like, we should probably get an oil change before Minneapolis. He goes, nah, I think we're fine. Nobody, I do not think we're fine. Here's the dealio. I cannot let anything go wrong before Post Malone. We need to make it there safe.
Yes.
Because if we don't, I can't speak any more language or any more words because whatever I'm going to say next can't be said
nice.
On the radio.
Yeah, it's not nice. Allow Taylor, me to provide insight. And tell you about my trauma with this woman. Because, what was it?
I'm going to turn my microphone off. You go ahead.
Yeah, let me speak and tell you how this really went down. What was it, 2 years ago?
Uh-huh.
Okay, 2 years ago, we saw, me and Destiny, Post Malone in St. Louis. Okay. We drove there, a couple hour drive, and it was in a vehicle that broke down, okay? I don't even remember exactly what happened or what was wrong with it.
The wheel bearing went out in my sister's car.
We were truly in the middle of nowhere with a weeble wobble wheel trying to find somebody open on a freaking Saturday to fix this wheel. This woman, not even concerned that we're in the middle of nowhere. It's hot. We're scared.
Three young women.
But she's like, are we going to make it to Post Malone? And I'm like, are we going to make it out of here alive? Truly. I would just like to have all my organs and like a pulse leaving this place. I don't care about Post Malone. It was terrible.
You know what? I didn't even consider our safety because it was a very scary place where we were.
So if I could tell Neighborman anything, I would say suck it up and make an appointment for Monday if you want to make it out alive.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about, you know, the songs that would be absolutely embarrassing to play in like a Zoom interview, because I accidentally had my music playing in the back of a Zoom interview, and the song that was playing was Sabrina Carpenter's Taste. And so that kind of inspired tonight's trivia question. We're talking about interviews.
Scary.
I don't ever want to do it again. I'm glad I get to interview people, and I don't have to be interviewed.
I don't want to do either. No. It's scary, and I don't want to watch somebody sit there and sweat. Who doesn't sweat in an interview?
I still do.
That's what I'm saying.
The question tonight, 65% of managers won't hire if you don't do what during the interview? What is it? Taylor over there, she's freaking out.
Like, did I do it? I don't know. Probably not. Mm-hmm. Somehow here. You can text in your guest, 319-200-1029.
I still wonder how you got a job here.
I wonder how I got any job ever. I was born not to work.
She just wants to be a cat mom.
I do.
65% of managers won't hire you if you don't do what? During the interview, what is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Hopefully you don't have to go through the horrors of an interview. They're stressful.
Dude, I don't care how many times you've done an interview or how old you are. I feel like it's always a little scary.
It is. No matter how many you've done.
Yes.
Good thing I'm not doing one right now.
Yes.
They'd be like, next. Well, pass. Say a word. Yeah. We're good. Moving on. Anyways, tonight's trivia question. 68% of managers.
65, close enough.
I even put on my glasses for this.
I know you did. That's why I said that.
2 seconds before we turn on the microphones, I go, I can't do Let's Get Quizzical without my glasses. Clearly, I can't even do Let's Get Quizzical.
Here, let me make the font a little bigger for you, Grandma. There you go.
Oh, my God.
That's an ultra zoom right there.
Thank you. I won't mess it up now. She made it a font 100, if you're wondering.
Yeah, I did.
65% of managers won't hire you if you don't do what during the... Did I still screw it up?
No.
During the interview? What is it?
We got there. You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029, but so far, 1101 said dress nice.
How nice are we talking now?
I said, you know what I really, 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 truly believe in is dress for the job you want. So if it is like casual, I feel like we're pretty casual around here.
I remember like garbage men make a lot of money, so I'm gonna dress for that job.
Why not?
What do they wear? Don't they have to wear suits?
I don't know.
Do they have to wear suits?
I don't know. What do sanitation workers wear?
Is that what they're called?
What they do.
I want them. Oh, remember when I told you I saw a pest control guy in a suit?
Oh,
dress for that.
Oh, yeah. They
make money, don't they? They make a lot of money.
I think it pays well. See? Yeah, they do. I mean, you think about it. You want to be
protected. Dress nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look, my number one fan's on the text line, Sophia.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, ask questions about the position.
I feel like that's one of the first things my dad taught me.
Oh, yes.
About job interviews, is that even if you don't have a question or even if you kind of already know the answer, it looks good to be like, what do you guys do here? What's the work environment like?
I forget where I learned that from, but yes, you should always ask a question. Whether it's like the environment is like whatever you can ask, you should ask a question because it makes it look like you're actually interested in the job.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Oh, Michael. Michael said, Destiny does not do obvious answers. So, I like that. You're not wrong, Michael.
Is this our Michael?
Yeah, Michael.
The one that makes us fudge?
Yes.
Michael, are you dissing me?
No, I think he's saying that you are a trickster.
Oh.
It's never obvious with your let's
right,
get quizzical.
Michael.
Anyways, he said, if you don't mention the name of their company in your interview answers.
You know what that reminds me of? Have you ever had a job ask you, what do you know about this company? And you're
yeah.
like, dude, I know nothing.
Yeah.
I just saw you on like Indeed or LinkedIn and I'm desperate for a job.
You have no idea.
I don't know. Do you do paper here?
Is this Dunder Mifflin?
I've had that happen to me. Have you had that happen to you? I hate when they ask me that. I'm like, I don't know. I saw you on Indeed and I'm desperate.
I'm applying because I just need a job.
Don't ask me what you do here because
I don't know. That's your job to tell me.
And I'm just here to get paid.
Yeah, exactly.
65% of managers won't hire you if you don't do what during the interview? What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in about 2 minutes.
Yeah, my toxic trait is that I think every place does paper. Like, it's like Dunder Mifflin.
What? You work at a radio station, though.
Yep, we have paper here.
We don't make paper.
But we have paper
okay,
here.
Okay, sure, fine.
And we use paper.
All right, Michael Scott.
Tonight's trivia question. 65% of managers won't hire you if you don't do what during the interview? What is it?
And the let's get quizzical answer is...
This is a big amount, but 65% of managers won't hire you if you don't make eye contact.
That's not fair.
Okay, here we go. Hold on.
I don't like it.
This one's for Taylor. Go on now.
I will. And I'll speak for the awkward folk out there. It's not because I don't think you're nice to look at. It's not because I don't like you. It's
because. Is that
because
you smell?
I feel weird looking in your eyes.
Go on. Why do you feel weird? Go on.
Well.
Pop off quick. This is your moment to save everybody's jobs out there that 65% of managers don't want to give it to them. Go save us. Them. Why do you not want to give eye contact?
Because I don't like people. Can I bring a doctor's note that says that? Because I will.
Job interview?
Darn tootin' right, I will.
Dear manager, Taylor will not be giving eye contact
because
today.
She is disgusted by the human presence.
I was the girl that held up the line at a fast food joint today.
Mm.
And everybody hates that person.
Well, yeah, because everyone behind you, I just want you to know what they were saying.
What, they ordered the whole menu? No, she only ordered a drink and a donut. But the reason I held up the line.
I already know you're guilty because the way you're speaking. And I'm mad for Karen and Bob and everybody that was behind
now, listen, you. Listen. It's Karen and Chad, okay?
Oh.
Chad's the one, is the guy one, okay?
Okay.
Because I didn't know what to order on the menu. Here's the thing.
I hate you. I hate you.
And you're like, walk inside, stupid.
Yeah.
Listen, okay? And I made it worse. Okay? Because let me just explain. I went through the Dunkin' drive-thru. All
okay.
right?
There's a lot of options.
There's too many options. That's the problem. And yes, they got a beautiful digital board. Okay? It's too far away. I got horrible vision. Okay?
We need to do something. This is now the second time that... Earlier, you couldn't read your computer screen.
No,
so
okay.
We now need to make an optometry appointment. And this is not Duncan's fault.
But no, and a little bit though, because they're like, we got lattes. And I'm like, what are all the flavors of said lattes, Duncan? You got to give me the options here, buddy. I need to know all said latte options. I don't think they say it on there, do they? I don't think they
yes,
do.
Yes, they do.
Do they?
Yes, they Dude, do.
Dude, I swear it's in like font -5. It's a -5
and
font.
Let me guess. I would just like to guess.
Oh, go ahead.
You got something that you normally get.
No.
Oh.
You know what I did? First off, there was nobody in the drive-thru when I did this. When I first did this, nobody was in the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm. Just the workers hated you.
No, I said, ma'am, can I have a minute? And she said, yes, take as much time as you need. And I said, thanks, ma'am. You're the best ma'am in the whole wide world.
Mm.
And so then I got on the app, something I can actually read.
Okay.
And I looked at their beautiful menu.
Yeah.
And I ordered me a pistachio latte, which, by the way, you should get that because it's actually really good, and I think you would like it, too.
Okay, I'm noted.
And then I got me a maple donut because it was so good. And next thing I know, after I was looking on the app, I look up and I have two cars behind me. I'm like, crap, stupid. I'm that woman. I'm the stupid woman. But I had to get on the app because I can't read the freaking menu. My eyes are getting so bad.
Okay, I don't hate you for that. I hate you for not doing that before you got in the drive-thru line.
I know, I should have done that when I was at home.
I'm surprised you didn't, because I feel like you, both of us are always like, oh my God, did you see what this fast food place or this coffee place has on the menu right now? So I'm surprised that you waited until dummy hour to do this.
I got there and I got overwhelmed. I'm like, well, wait, there's options?
Yeah.
And I've been there 100 times. I don't know why I just now realized there's options.
I'm surprised you didn't have latte on your back windshield from somebody that was upset with you.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.